So as we prepare for meditation, I would like the lights to come down a little bit and invite Jan up to the singing bowls for you this morning. As we relax into this wide open space, let us breathe more deeply into the present, joining our consciousness with the presence, that one infinitely intelligent, unconditionally loving presence. And if you haven't yet, I invite you to gently close your eyes. Ground ourselves energetically with our feet flat on the floor, feeling our roots go deeply into the earth, connecting with the origins of our human experience. And as you breathe into this space, bring to your mind, your open mind, the image of the candle flame, the flame from the Christ candle. In your mind's eye, focus your attention on the warmth of that glow. Notice how that one flickering light illuminates the darkness around it. There is comfort and safety. Comfort and safety in this light. The three aspects of this candle must work together in order to keep the light alive. The wax, the wick, and the flame are one. Now imagine this beautiful flame glowing brightly at the center of your heart space, illuminating the center of your entire being. Feel the warmth of love, the warmth of that light connecting you to your loved ones that are here right now in this room. And imagine that love and light now connecting you to those who are not physically present, and those who have left the physical experience entirely. And as you continue to breathe deeply, imagine that love and light expanding, radiating out, enveloping those with whom you may feel challenged to love, those you may not have yet known how to forgive, those who may have caused hurt in you. Feed the flame of love with your breath. And allow love to expand. As you connect with the divine in your human self, allow yourself to see the divine in every human, in every person. that you meet. Love only expands upon love. There is an unlimited supply. And as you can continue to breathe deeply, allow that love to radiate even further out. Keeping your attention on the life-giving flame, imagine your light energy, your love energy, uninhibited by any other thought. Let it radiate. Let it beam across time zones and borders, real or imagined. Let this love surround and envelop all of humanity in a peaceful, compassionate, joyful embrace. It is the embrace of recognition, of remembering that we all, every single human on the planet, are seeking the constancy, the assuredness of unconditional love and harmonious connection. We honor and acknowledge our roots. We express loving gratitude for everything that our ancestors have taught us. As we honor and acknowledge the creative impulse within, that divine gift of divine discontent, the deep human need to explore and create, let us express loving gratitude for our individual and shared growth. As we honor and acknowledge our core perfection, our divinity, our perfectly imperfect human selves, let us express loving gratitude for the gift of our individuality. As we honor and acknowledge the divine spark, the eternal flame of the love and light of God within us, we express loving gratitude for this life force expressing through us as us, as love. As we honor and acknowledge the voice celestial, we express loving gratitude for the power and the courage to speak the truth of who we are in a language everyone understands, the language of laughter and the language of tears. as we honor and acknowledge our inherent wisdom. We express loving gratitude for the gift of intuition and divine insight. As we honor and acknowledge the ever-present, omniscient, and omnipotent power and presence we call God, Spirit, Infinite Intelligence, whatever name we give it, we express loving gratitude for knowing the presence is as near as our very breath. So imagine now, as you're breathing deeply, imagine the brilliant white light of that presence and power encircling your entire body, swirling up and around, drawing it in through the top of your head, imagining this light filling every cell and fiber of your body with healing light. Breathing that light into the heart, fanning the flame of love, wrapping itself in and through, down to your toes, and swirling up again through your body. And then once again landing gently, peacefully, joyfully on your heart. As you remain in this open-hearted space, notice your breathing. Notice it returning to its natural rhythm. And begin to bring your awareness back to this room, just gently, lightly. Become aware again of those sitting next to you. Silently express loving gratitude for your body and all it does to serve you. And taking a deep breath, begin to stretch your fingers, your toes. Move your shoulders, bring yourself back gently, and take a deep centering breath. And allow your eyes to open softly. They followed a star, a light more brilliant and constant than any other, an unmistakable sign. The wise men in the Nativity story knew of its significance, and they followed. Angels visited upon the shepherds tending their flocks in the wide open spaces, and even though the visitation startled and even terrified them, they knew they'd heard an unmistakable truth, and they followed. The angels guided them and assured them that all is well. Joseph, the representation of protector and provider, was terrified by the social ramifications of marrying someone who was already with child. But he heard the message and he followed. Mary, the heart of the mother, the demonstration of unconditional love, chosen to be the vessel, was also afraid, terrified. Really, think about it. But she listened and put her faith into that which she knew was a part of her, but also greater than her limited human understanding. And she followed. The story of the nativity of the birth of the master teacher Jesus is familiar. We know there's no single version of this story that is historically completely accurate. But it's not about the historical happening on a particular day. It's about the metaphor of what that day and that event came to teach us. What we're most interested in, what speaks so deeply to our hearts, is the message of hope that says all things are possible. The message that we can and must grow in love and in consciousness to fully express the divine that lives in us and as us. Christmas itself is not about the birth of the Christ consciousness. The Christ consciousness was already present. It was already present from the beginning of time, from the beginning of human form. It's inherent, mostly though unrecognized, in every human. It's been there, but just lying dormant until we awaken to it. The first Christmas celebrates one human being's conscious awareness of his oneness with God. Jesus so embodied this awareness, that the connection to God, that he was the great exception rather than the great example of what is possible. The celebration of Christmas is about the birth of Christ-like consciousness in each of us. And every year at this time, we're reminded of the possible when we awaken to that consciousness within ourselves. It already exists. It was born in us, with us, when we were born into this human expression. Every single one of us is given a star to follow. Every one of us, every single one of us. We may call it true north, we may call it our divine purpose, our why, our own holy grail. The spark of an idea that won't leave us alone. An inexplicable passion for becoming all that we can be. The divine discontent. The very nature of nature to evolve and grow is at the heart of each of us. We know that we can see it in some people, it burns more brightly, but it does burn in each of us. It is just the celebration of our awakening to it. Do we get scared when we hear the call, when we see the sign, we see the star? Of course. We're afraid we're not up to the task. How often do we look around and say, who, what, me, who? No, really, that's not mine to do, is it really? And yet, we hear the call, yes, we feel the fear, that's our human part of us. That means we're stepping into something in the unknown. We're stepping away from the safety and the comfort and the familiarity of the womb, of the manger, of the family, the hometown. And yet there's a part of us that also knows that if we don't answer the call, if we don't take the step, if we don't move out of that comfort zone, the price to pay is much greater than staying stuck. We aren't always immune to our herd mentality, our learned and condition-based lack and limitation thinking that wants to lead us off that path, away from the star. Rampant thoughts of sickness, poverty, unforgiveness, anger, are no different than an unattended herd of sheep. Think about it. The docile flock can become a raging stampede if not properly managed. It is our job to continuously shepherd our thoughts towards the good. The good we desire, always, 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 always following the star that is guiding us to that good. The wisest men and women throughout history have known this. If we further consider the metaphor of the shepherds, the very nature of their work put them out into wide open spaces where they could contemplate the vastness of the night sky. How often do we sit out under the stars or under a tree or stand by the ocean or hike a mountain trail and find our thoughts naturally and easily going to the wonder of the infinite nature of the universe, the magnitude of the cosmos? It is in the stillness, the silent night of our meditations, that we are able to hear the angels, the still small voice guiding us each step along the way, reassuring us that all is indeed well. In the stillness, we become receptive to the divinely gifted ideas. The shepherds were receptive. The wise men were receptive. Mary, in her prayer time, was receptive. We are the children of an unconditionally loving God. Everything we need is already within us, because it is the promise to bring these things, these divinely gifted ideas, into expression. This is the promise that we celebrate this season. And it is our divine appointment to not only recognize this truth in ourselves, but to see it in others. There are approximately 7 billion people on this planet, everyone containing the same divine spark, each with their own star to follow, and each sharing the same human traits. We love, we long for, we laugh, we cry, we celebrate births, and we mourn and grieve our dead. Some of us forget that we are divine. Some of us never awaken to that truth. Some have been taught early on that they couldn't possibly be worthy of being called divine, or that others who don't look or sound like them or believe like them are somehow less than. You are a gift to this world. You are a part of the infinitely possible nature of the universe. There is great power, but also great responsibility in this. But you have been invited to awaken to the givingness of life to itself. There is an unparalleled joy in knowing we've followed the star of inspiration. Many of you know that already. Even though the journey may have been, and most often is, arduous and long and challenging, we know when we've arrived. There's a deep peace, that peace that is mentioned, that peace that passes understanding. When we know what we've done what we're meant to do. We've come full circle into the light and life within us. And when we do this, we too become the way showers, the master teachers for others. In the master teacher's own words, "This too shall you do and more." We become the givers of light, of peace, love, and joy. And we tap the very nature of our inherent generosity. In true giving, both the giver and the receiver benefit from the gift. True giving comes not only from sharing what we have, but from sharing with who we are. We never know how much an authentic smile, a truly sincere apology, or a genuine thank you might mean to somebody else. We never know how much it might mean to just simply be present, to listen deeply with an open heart, without judgment, without trying to fix someone else, but just be present and listen. Your full presence, your full attention, is the greatest gift you can give anyone. So I invite you, in the spirit of awakening to your divinity, take time this Christmas, this holiday season, and every day to say yes to the divine within yourself, yes to following your star, and to seek it, see it, acknowledge it, and honor it in everyone you meet. Bless you all. Namaste, and Merry Christmas.